The topic was presented at the Nebraska Governor's Ag and Economic Summit last week, where Executive Director of the Center for Environment and Welfare, Jack Hubbard, pointed out the bipartisanship of the issue.
Different states have taken different approaches. So Florida and Alabama have outright banned it. And, you know, I think it's of note that after Governor DeSantis banned lab-grown meat in the state, Senator Fetterman, who really doesn't align politically at all with Ron DeSantis, came out and applauded him and said that this is the one thing, you know, the two of them would agree on, that we shouldn't be, you know, feeding people lab-grown meat. So this truly is a bipartisan issue.
He said full bans are not the only option, but clear labeling is important.
We've seen other states take action for clear labeling laws. If and when this ends up being served in a grocery store, ensuring that it's properly labeled. The lab-grown meat industry wants it to be labeled as cultivated, which polls better with consumers and I think is inherently confusing, whereas we and other groups believe that lab-grown meat is, you know, the real literal definition that ought to be on packages. So there's a fight going on in many state houses about what you call this stuff and how you label it. And frankly, the language we use and adopt around this new novel sector will probably dictate its success or lack thereof with consumers.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.